So cancer is clearly a global problem, and people are afraid of the C word, as they put it. But what is cancer? People often don't realize what it is that's happening in your body to cause cancer.
Yes, it's a very good question. So cancer is a disease that really begins with abnormalities in the genes of our cells. And so you acquire mutations or alterations in those genes that endow a normal cell with new biological capabilities. That cell is then able to inappropriately divide relentlessly. It can instruct the host to grow new blood vessels to nourish it as the tumor grows. Those genes, those abnormal genes, can also provide circuits that can tell the immune system to not attack the cancer, to keep the cancer essentially sequestered from the immune system so that it can continue to grow without being essentially defeated by the immune system. So all of these genetic abnormalities essentially allow these normal cells to become malignant through the acquisition of these new biological properties.
So as we are getting more sophisticated in understanding what's happening at that molecular level, are we able to use this knowledge to prevent cancer, to treat cancer, to detect cancer?
In fact, this knowledge, these major conceptual advances in our understanding of the fundamental underpinnings of cancer are profoundly impacting our opportunities to prevent the disease from happening in the first place, or detect it at much earlier curable stages, or if you do have advanced disease, it's putting us in a position to develop curative therapies that can not only impact the quantity of life, but also maintain the quality of life. And there's some really exciting breakthroughs, true revolutions that have signified this era as a golden era for cancer research. For example, we now know a lot about why the immune system is unable to recognize cancer. And that knowledge has led to a whole new class of drugs that is designed to reawaken the immune system so that it can recognize the cancer and dramatically reduce the burden of cancer in those individuals, or in some cases, cure it. And about 25% of patients with melanoma, for example, that are treated with immunotherapy have sustained responses that are now more than a decade long. And these are all individuals that 99% of which would have been dead within 9 months. And so these are major advances that come from our fundamental knowledge of what causes cancer in the first place, and then that knowledge leading to a whole new class of drugs. In addition, the abnormalities of the genes, those specific genes that are causing the cancer, provide us with opportunities for targeted therapies that are directed against those rogue genes that enable us to more precisely treat specific cancers, because not every cancer has exactly the same genes that are abnormal. So knowledge of the specific genes that are abnormal in a cancer is enabling us to do what's called precision medicine, to apply the right drug to the right patient based on their genetics.